From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting there's four cases of the Zika virus in Florida, and they could be the first local transmission in the United States. Florida Governor Rick Scott said Friday that the four cases are contained to a small area north of downtown Miami.
One of these four cases involves a woman, and the other three cases involve men. They're all active Zika cases and have not exhibited symptoms to be admitted to the hospital.
Florida has requested $15 million in emergency Zika funding to collect and test mosquitoes and to provide Zika preparedness programs, among other things. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that it has provided the state with $8 million. Zika has been confined usually to Latin America. It has been linked to the birth defect microcephaly, in which children are born with unusually small heads and neurological damage. Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine started a bus tour of a pair of battleground states on Friday at a kickoff rally in Philadelphia. Clinton repeated her pledge to boost the U.S. economy.
I'm not telling you that everything is just peachy keen. I'm telling you we've made progress, but we have work to do if we're going to make sure everybody is included.
Clinton took a dig at her GOP rival, saying Donald Trump doesn't make anything except bankruptcies. Trump is campaigning in Colorado Springs, where he said his acceptance speech had higher television ratings than Clinton's. The billionaire businessman then asked a cheering crowd, isn't it good to have Donald Trump in the race? For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy for Syria says that Russia should let the United Nations manage proposed humanitarian corridors out of the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. Staffan de Mistura says that fighting has to stop so the safety of all those wanting to leave eastern Aleppo can be ensured.
How can you expect people to want to walk through a corridor, thousands of them, while there is shelling, bombing, fighting?
De Mistura says the United Nations and its partners have long experience in organizing complex aid operations. Russia has proposed four corridors out of Aleppo, three for civilians and one for disarmed rebel fighters. The Syrian government is promising amnesty to fighters who surrender within 3 months. Aleppo has been surrounded and nearly 300,000 people are trapped inside the city. One police officer was killed and another seriously injured in a shooting early Friday in Southern California. The shooting took place in a San Diego neighborhood where the two officers had made a routine stop. An emergency radio call for help followed almost immediately. Officers who rushed to the scene found both men shot and bleeding, one of them with multiple gunshot wounds to the chest. Shelley Zimmerman is the San Diego police chief.
One of the officers was placed in a vehicle of another officer that arrived on scene and taken to the hospital. Again, heartbroken to report that they were unable to save his life, and he is deceased.
Zimmerman said that a Hispanic male suspect was in custody and was being treated for a gunshot wound at a local hospital. The shootings come after recent high-profile incidents involving police shootings of black men and the killings of eight law enforcement officers in Dallas, Texas, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Computers at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee have been hacked in an attack similar to a recent one at the Democratic Party's headquarters. The committee raises money for Democratic candidates for the House of Representatives. Last week, WikiLeaks released 20,000 DNC emails it said were given to it by an anonymous hacker just before the start of the party's convention in Philadelphia. Some of the emails featured DNC officials disparaging presidential candidate Bernie Sanders of Vermont, which enraged many of his supporters. They claimed the party was tipping the scales in favor of Hillary Clinton. And the International Weightlifting Federation has banned the Russian Federation and all its athletes from the Rio Olympics. The IWF, that is, says the multiple cases of doping by Russian lifters have seriously damaged the integrity of the sport. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.